Good to see everyone. Hope everyone's doing well today. I thought we had a really good 2 days. Just really trying to really focus up so we can go out and put our best foot forward. Thought from the game, in the very limited amount of plays that we played, I thought our guys played hard. They played physical. There's obviously some things that we're going to continue to work on so we could just really try to improve how we go out there weekly. Questions. I like the play. I think it's an opportunity. I said this before. There's a ball being kicked off and there's a ball being tackled. That's football. Anytime that could happen, you give the guys on the field an opportunity to go play a play. Those guys are fired up. They're excited. So I feel pretty good about the play.
Not to be a little bit of an overreactor here, but it didn't seem like there was a lot of difference. And the Chiefs certainly seemed more willing to give up that 30 yards than kickoffs. I mean, do you think that will change based on situations and various, scores of the games?
I can't really speak for the other teams across the league. I think I said this last week. Every team's going to be different. Every team's going to do what they feel is best for their team, or they're going to do what they think they want to do, right, for the other coaches. But I think for us, any chance we get, I think, to play the play, if I feel good about what we're putting out there, we'll continue to play the play.
Chris, you guys have made just one of your last six 50-yard-plus field goal attempts. Do you see any pattern to the operations on those kicks? Anything that you're concerned about going forward?
Not at all. I don't think there's anything to be concerned about. I think the thing with Justin is always let's just play the next play, right? And I think when you think about those last six kicks, there's every kick's different. Every situation's different, right? Every element is different. Obviously, the object is to get the goal, get the ball between the goalposts, right? So when something doesn't go right, I think the one thing Justin does is he comes back, he looks at it, he sees what could he have done better. But I don't think there's anything to be concerned about, because I think every kick, when you look at those misses, they're different. Some of them were 67, some were the end of the games, and things like that. I don't think there's anything to be concerned about. He's in a good spot. He's still a heck of a kicker.
Chris, do you feel that there's concerns regarding maybe the protection unit since 2022? There's been four of the 50-plus attempts that have been blocked. Is there anything maybe just an entire operation?
No, not at all. I think when you look at the situations, if it's a colder day, right, the ball's going to be a little bit lower. So I think for us, man, we're just focusing on, like, obviously being as good as we possibly can on that play. That's getting a field goal block, getting a punt block. Those are things that we want to see. Obviously, there's something that might have happened in those situations, but I don't think there's any concern with protection or anything like that. I thought Jordan was good. He had those two punts inside the 20. We had very limited opportunities, right? And that's good. I encourage that. If you're only punting the ball twice, that means your offense is moving the ball, right? So I'm encouraging that. But then when he does go out there, he's doing a really good job. I thought he had a great spring and a great camp, and I think that's going to continue to carry over the more opportunities he get on the field.
Cool. All right, thank you. Thanks.